Indiana lawmakers will consider several bills that are important to the environment this legislative session. They cover solar, state forests, safe drinking water, and factory farm pollution. Tim Maloney with the Hoosier Environmental Council says there's another effort this year to cut back on logging in some of the state's pristine forests. He says regulators ignored pleas of state residents when they approved a logging plan for the Yellowwood Forest last year. That prompted three Republican senators to author a bill that would set aside 30% of state forest land.
The problem is that the state has just been unresponsive to that interest in protecting these old forest areas or to even having a discussion about how that might take place.
Maloney says another issue the Hoosier Environmental Council will be watching this session is redistricting. He says the way districts are drawn up can allow some lawmakers to ignore discontent among voters, dilute the representation of urban environmental interests, and depress civic engagement in general. Two bills this session strengthen state oversight of factory farms. Maloney says if not properly operated, they can pollute the air and groundwater and lower property values.
They're hazardous to human health. These are harmful air pollutants that create those odors like hydrogen sulfide and ammonia. And when the animal waste is not well managed, it ends up in waterways and there's significant environmental threat.
Indiana lawmakers also will debate more funding for the state's Environmental Protection Agency to protect drinking water and legislation that would expand solar power. For Public News Service, I'm Veronica Carter.